WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Bosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa! What?
Wait for it.
Oh!
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here!
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
Like, you, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
I think the time has come to officially say everyone is off the clock. This is CB Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. CBRadio.com. Vote at GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Come to Twitch.tv/WTLive. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button directly below the screen so you can get an ad-free experience. It's that simple. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket. Joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
So, with the 145th billion pick in this year's NFL draft, CB Radio has selected... No, I'm kidding.
The Philadelphia Eagles have selected whoever's left from the Georgia...
The University
Bulls.
Of Georgia.
The University of Georgia.
Yeah, you. I think you guys have officially taken the water boy by now from Georgia.
I think so. It feels that way.
I just can't wait for Monday Night Football and it'll be like, Jalen Hurt, Alabama, everyone else, Georgia.
Yeah. No, we there was one other Alabama, I think. But no, like they said on TV the other day where it's like the Georgia Bulldogs in what a couple years ago had the number one ranked defense or whatever, or the best, one of the best defense of all time. And we got four of those players at some point. I mean, that's pretty good, though. I mean, you can't go wrong.
The draft is always one of those things where it's like, you see people get picked, you're like, okay, cool. And then, like, 2 months from now, you'll be like, oh.
Like, we traded for another one from played for Georgia. We're not getting Zeke. We got Swift, so we're not getting Zeke. Huzzah.
Yeah, well... My favorite thing, though, about the draft was what happened on night one, where you had the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
With the number two pick.
Yeah.
And so they drafted C.J. Stroud. They then trade up automatically to pick three to get another guy. And it was just like, whoa, guys, don't blow all your capital at once.
I mean, when you are that bad, you need
True.
To do something. Then you're the Detroit Lions. You pick a running back and a quarterback because those were your needs. I guess the running back makes more sense now that they traded one. Makes
well,
more sense
was,
now.
Detroit was the one that traded up to get the guy from Alabama, right?
Did they trade up?
I thought they traded up or they picked in the first round, they picked the second running back.
They picked the second
draft, which was from Alabama. And I just loved all the announcers were just like, wow, that's a shocker.
The announcers, Twitter, they're like, oh, oh, okay. Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, 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 yeah. But no, but yeah. I mean, well, my favorite Seattle apparently did. People were praising Seattle the other day for the first rounds.
Well, you know why they're praising Seattle is this draft was basically the Russell Wilson payoff. And so someone had a graphic and it was, you know, like Russell Wilson got traded to Denver for, and it was this list of 10 names and most of which were the draft picks that have just been done. And they're like, and with that, officially the trade is over.
Same with the for Rodgers, where the Jets made a pick, and then the bottom graphic for the debate next day was: should Aaron Rodgers be mad they did not choose a wide receiver in the first round?
Oh, for God's sake!
Because you know, they're not. This new team is not even helping him.
My favorite thing is the fact of like Aaron Rodgers had this wish list of like 12 people that he wanted signed. Which were, you know, basically all of the Green Bay Packers. To which my response was, why the hell are you even getting out if all you want to do is bring everyone with you?
Well, because, reasons? I don't know. And then, who took the kicker?
San Francisco.
San Francisco took a kicker in the third round?
Yeah.
Why? Like, why?
Look. San Francisco doesn't know the fantasy rules, which is you save the kicker for like the last two rounds and then you just dump whoever you have when it comes time for bye week and pick up whoever's on the waiver wire.
And a punter in the fifth. Did they not need anybody? Did they not need a quarterback?
No, they've got Purdy, remember Mr. Irrelevant from last year's draft. And they're completely forsaken on the guy who they traded up and drafted at pick 3 in the first round a couple years ago.
Trey Lance.
Yeah. Like, basically, it went from, like, Trey Lance is our future to Trey Lance has to fight for his job to Trey, who the hell is this on our roster now?
And yet, he probably will still be the starting quarterback if he can beat out Brock Purdy, of all things. Because
yeah,
they believe Purdy is going to be something still. Can I remind you, Nick Foles had a 3-week run that led the Eagles into the playoffs 1 year. Congratulations. It always doesn't work out that way.
Can I remind you that Dallas's hopes were on a backup of a backup named Cooper Rush, who people were about ready to lose their mind that we were going to just let walk at some point, and then we brought him back on a contract. Like, the backup serves his purpose. There's the reason why you have the backup is, okay, if someone goes down, they're serviceable enough to keep us going.
Right.
I don't think any 49ers fan is going to look at Brock Purdy and go, that is our quarterback of the future. Because
some could.
If he was, why was he drafted last?
So, Dejuan Johnson from Toledo is your Mr. Irrelevant this year. A defensive end from Toledo. He went to the Rams at 259.
My favorite thing about the NFL draft this year was anytime you had someone take a quarterback and there was someone who played in front of them, like Tennessee with, was it Will Levin?
Yeah.
They were like, well, this is the last year of Ryan Tannehill's contract, and he has no guaranteed money left, so it's just like that's their favorite phrase is,
go get him.
Such and such, with no guaranteed money left.
Yeah, that means I can, I don't know, not pay them.
Which is just, you can cut them with no strings attached.
Yeah.
Packers draft kicker who has brother who is an NFL kicker.
Huzzah.
Oh, God. This is one of those things, though, that I actually like about the draft, where it's just, there's just some goofy shit.
Yeah, draft shit's fun.
I just pulled up the CBS Sports, like, because I always like to go through and just see what they're, like, people are graded as.
Uh-huh.
Number one pick overall, Bryce Young, grade B-. Like, not an A, not, you know, oh yeah, first quarterback taken, everyone consensus, number one. No, he's a B-. The first A grade goes to pick number 7, which is Tyree Wilson, edge rusher from Texas Tech. Everyone was talking about Bijan Robinson, getting drafted at 7 and how he's going to be like a Pro Bowl style runner. CBS Sports grade D. Good player, bad position, is what they said.
All right.
Hey, they gave you guys an A+ for Jalen Carter from Georgia.
Huzzah! Look at us go, chat. Look at us go, running it back.
Dallas got an A for Mazi Smith, defensive lineman from Michigan.
Dallas still going to be mid. Let's go, run it back.
Nolan Smith, edge rusher, UGA, B.
Still running it back. Let's go.
I always love this because you get teams that are like, oh, yeah, Jacksonville A grades all across the board for their draft. They're going to be great. Then they get into the season and they're like 5-12.
Like, but they had a hell of a draft.
Yeah, but they had a great draft.
It's a great draft. Look at all of the value they got in their picks. Great draft.
Zay Flowers, wide receiver from Boston College. And everyone's like, yep. After they signed Lamar Jackson with that big contract, they finally got him a weapon. And it's just like, really, you're putting your hopes in a rookie wide receiver from Boston College and a guy that's coming off of an ACL tear in Odell Beckham. All right, let's see what Lamar can do.
Great draft. Let's go. Let's go. Great draft. Like Family Feud. Great pick.
Yeah, good job. Good job. On the board. On the board. On the board.
Still think it was good. Let's go. Yeah. But it's fun. NFL draft shit's fun. I like it. It's a good time had by all. Which is why tonight, in our greater than great debate, we are going to look at the number one picks from many of a year, the number one overall picks, and we're going to figure out who is the greatest of them all, because we're experts. We know what we're talking about. But, Brent, I sent something in the Discord for you to look at, speaking of debates.
Oh, God, let me... Oh, what the hell?
Someone decided to put together a list of the Elon Twitter clusterfuck-off. And made an actual bracket. It is tremendous. It is, as they say, tremendous.
Oh, this is special.
Isn't it, though? It's one of those you go, huh. Here, chat. We're going to put it up on the screen for everyone to see. Yeah. I should be able to see some of it now. But you got newsletter-length tweets versus Twitter files. All of it. Responsible Eli Lilly stock crash versus banning of Elon jet tracker. Daddy found the secret emerald mine versus pending German lawsuit for more than Twitter's entire worth.
Celebrity blue ticks return looking like false paid endorsements of Twitter takes on Chappelle Show meltdown.
Print your code every week versus Super Bowl metric meltdown.
Oh, here we go. Poop emoji auto response because there's no PR team takes on argued with Stephen King from 20 to 8 to paying his $8.
That's still fucking tremendous.
I love that. Like, Stephen King's like, I'm not paying for this shit.
You're still going
to
get it.
And Elon had to be like, wait.
Here it is. You can have it. Have it. Still, it's yours. Have fun with it.
Yeah. We're going to discount it. How about that? How about that? No. Okay. How about we just pay for it? How about that? You cool?
You just get it. It's all yours. Not going to fire people. Fires everyone versus state/government-funded journalism. All right, good selections.
Print your code every week takes on Super Bowl metric meltdown.
Creepy age play alt account versus office sleeping arrangement prompting investigation. Classic.
Twitter poll to step down ignored takes on Twitter absorbed by X, which has zero public trust. Elon Musk taking over Twitter was just a bang-up decision.
Here's one. Return of multiple right-wing accounts versus Paul Pelosi's conspiracy theories.
Woo!
Removal of the safety team while racism and anti-trans rhetoric ramped. Replying to his own quotes. Let's go, Elon!
Yeah. He's a special little snowflake. That's all I like to say.
He's special, all right. He's one of a kind.
I think this is only the second company that he has completely run into the ground.
That we know of.
And I mean legitimately run it into the ground.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean it wasn't a... Oh God, what's the abbreviation again?
For what?
The SpaceX abbreviation.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's gonna bug me. Give me a minute.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking. What the abbreviation is. But yeah, that's a Twitter bracket that just sort of... And they're running polling.
Rapid apparently. Unscheduled disassembly. That's what he's doing with Twitter.
How is that an abbreviation?
Well, no, because it was the RUD.
Oh, okay.
Everyone was calling the RUD, and it was like, what does that stand for? Rapid Unscheduled Disassembly.
Yeah, I never saw it as RUD. I just saw it as that. I was like, huh.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I have no idea what the abbreviation you're talking about is. So there's that. But yeah, it's just... We say it every week. Twitter's is a shit show. So when we last left you, it became a million. Like, yeah, if you got a million followers or more, you were getting your check back.
Oh,
I think that was why certain people last week, as we were looking through, got theirs back.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been
bumped down to like 100,000 now?
Has it?
I don't know. I'm just.
It could
be.
It could be. Well, at some point, once you know, Elon finishes meltdown and shit. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird place. Twitter is just in a fucking weird, weird place. So there we have that to talk about. But there's also news. We have a story.
We have news.
A woman who assaulted three TSA agents and upended travel for 450 passengers on Tuesday is accused of attacking the security officials after they took blank away at a checkpoint. The question is, Brent, why did she go crazy after they took away blank? And what is blank? That's mainly the question. What's blank? What do you think blank is?
Her special neck massager?
Chet says dildo. You say neck massager.
And I say neck massager with quotations.
I understand. I understand. You were nowhere close. Would you like another guess?
Sure.
244, more clarification. She's 19 years old. Charged with assault, criminal damage, and offense against public order, according to jail of records.
Where is this at?
This was Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport.
God damn it! Okay, it's not where I'm from, but it's close enough.
The unprovoked and brazen physical attack began shortly before 6 a.m. on Tuesday at Terminal 4's Checkpoint D. She was ranting and raving about blank and walks around the barrier and attempts to grab the bin containing her items being screened from TSA, an investigator wrote in the probable cause obtained by Fox 10 Phoenix. The suspect allegedly struck and bit the security officials, leaving three of them with injuries, two of whom were transported to a local hospital for treatment. They were arrested on the scene. Unfortunately, this situation not only resulted in three of our TSA officers being injured, but inconvenienced approximately 450 travelers who had been redirected to a nearby checkpoint for security screening due to actions of this traveler. So again, at 6 a.m., what is the item that they were not able to have with them?
I don't even know.
The answer, apple juice.
Because it was over a certain volume size?
No idea. Just says apple juice. All that for apple juice. Amazing, huh? You're blown away by this, aren't you, Brian?
Oh, I'm absolutely freaking shocked.
So I just made everyone learn about, you know, someone not being able to take their apple juice on the plane. Now we get into the greater than, not the greater than great debate. We're going to do the intern's corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
And joining us for the corner is the excursionist himself, Subway.
What's that?
All right. So getting into the Intern's Corner for this week. We're going to start off with our This Week in Wrestling History. So we have a couple of notable things that happened this week in wrestling history. First up, April 25th, 2000. Rock, it is a very notable day. Do you know what happened?
No, what happened?
At a taping of WCW Thunder, David Arquette became your WCW champion.
The greatest WCW champion of all the times.
Now, I mean, he's right... Also, right on up there is Vince Russo winning the title.
No, David Arquette was better.
Arquette was better, but I'm just saying, also don't forget there was the one time.
We tend to forget about Vince Russo.
I wish we really could. On April 27th, 1999, the first ever episode of SmackDown was taped, and we saw the formation of the corporate ministry.
Huzzah.
Wait, what year was that again?
April 27th, 1999.
99, wow.
April 27th, 2018, so almost 20 years later on that date, the greatest Royal Rumble was ever held in Saudi Arabia.
Titus World Slide?
Mm-hmm. And do you remember who won the greatest Royal Rumble?
Was it Braun?
Braun, because he got that, like, green and gold belt.
Yeah, that we've never seen since.
Which kind of looks like the 24/7 title a little. Maybe it was repurposed. We don't know.
Wasn't that the Daniel O'Brien hippie belt?
No.
Oh.
April 28th and 29th, 1995, there was the infamous Collision in Korea pay-per-view that took place in Pyongyang, North Korea. That was a joint show between WCW and New Japan Pro Wrestling. And if you've ever seen the Dark Side of the Ring, holy shit, that event. Anything that you think could happen at a wrestling show in North Korea? Yeah, you find out later. That kind of shit happened behind the scenes. April 29th, 2001, the two-man power trip won all the gold in WWE when Steve Austin and Triple H beat the Brothers of Destruction for the WWF tag team titles. They, of course, were already the world champion and intercontinental champion at the same time.
All right.
And finally, 6 years later, on that same day, August 29th, Vincent Kennedy McMahon became the ECW champion after defeating Lashley in a 3-on-1 handicap match. And unfortunately, that started the Vince McMahon do-rag era, which we still have not gotten over to this day.
Who's the better ECW champion, Vincent Kennedy McMahon or Ezekiel Jackson?
I mean, Ezekiel Jackson is still your ECW champion, so I've got to go with him.
I say Vincent Kennedy McMahon. He beat Bobby Lashley.
I mean, technically didn't Umaga?
Vince McMahon, on record, beat Bobby Lashley.
So, we're going to move on to celebrity birthdays then. So, we're going to start off with April 26th is the birthday of one Magic Mike himself, and also star of the 21 Jump Street reboot series, Channing Tatum.
Before we get there, actually, no, you may cover it. Yeah, you'll cover it next week. Never mind. Well, we're going to save. I found something for you for next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock is helping me with my homework.
I saw something on the Twitter just now.
Oh, God.
Anyway, continue.
So, Channing Tatum's birthday, April 26th. How old is he?
Oh, God. 32?
You think that young? I'm going to say 40.
He is, in fact, 43 years old.
Ah, I was thinking 42 for some reason, but I was still would have been off.
So next up, he is a rap. He is a rapper. He is a media mogul. And he's also a former WCW and WWE wrestling talent. Joseph Bruce, a.k.a. Violet J of the ICP.
What did you say, Rock?
Oh, God, Rock. No.
50?
Yeah. I'm 49.
Oh, stop. You should have gone the other way. 51.
Oh, okay, 51. Yeah, see, I was thinking, like, Rock picked 50. If I, you know, that would have been probably my first guess was 50.
Oh, God, Rock, really?
Yeah.
Really that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Son of a... I feel like you may just have to get...
No, we can... Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I'm
okay.
Just...
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, you're just going to have to do that, but sweet. Next up, she's from Good Luck Charlie. She was in Sin City. She was also on the... Oh, God, I can't remember what the TV show she was on. Anyway, Jessica Alba's birthday, April 28th.
Jessica Alba. 40.
Say 40?
Yeah.
I'll go 39.
42.
God damn it.
Next up, he had an entire show about nothing. Stand-up comedian and sitcom star, Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. What, in the 30s when the show came out? So, carry the one. 66?
Okay.
57.
69.
Damn.
And Rock?
Yeah.
What age was that?
69.
Nice. Next up, he is a Academy Award winning actor. One of his most notable roles were Lincoln, My Left Foot, and also Gangs of New York, Daniel Day-Lewis, and also There Will Be Blood.
Dude was awesome.
Who was Daniel Day-Lewis, you said?
Yes.
64?
I'll say 65.
What's the answer?
Any other guesses?
What's the answer?
66.
Okay. Before we continue on.
Hold the applause.
Hey!
Look who's made it come hell or high water. It's the Godfather. The Godfather Extreme Reparks is back. He made it, Chad. He made the show, luckily.
Woo!
Yeah, it feels great to be back.
It's been a minute.
Is that a new mic, too?
No.
Oh, it just sounds different.
Yeah.
He's just very clear at the moment.
Yeah, very clear.
All right.
It's been so long, I've got my voice back.
He got his voice back. Huzzah. I think it's been before WrestleMania you were here.
It was. I was actually planning on being on that show. And you
opted out at last minute. But
here I am.
Here you are. We're back right before Backlash. Congratulations. Oh, shoot. Backlash is next weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Time flies.
Yeah, it is, Rock.
Fudge. Okay, we'll figure that out as we go. We'll continue on, Brandon.
Next up, we have the bride from Kill Bill, who was also in Pulp Fiction, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, and other movies. It is one, Uma Thurman.
Poison Ivy and Medusa.
Uma Thurman.
Yep.
Uma Thurman's what, 50?
Okay.
I'll go 52.
Robert?
Feels good to say this. 51.
The correct answer is 53.
Damn it.
Should always go the one higher.
Yeah.
Not split the difference.
Remember last week I was trying to go two below you every round, Rock, and it wasn't working out either?
You got to figure out a new strat.
Three above you.
Yeah.
The second one. All right, go ahead. Bye.
All right. And finally for tonight, we have our movie of the week, and I wanted it to be topical. So what was this week, Rock? Across 3 days?
The NFL draft?
That's right. We're doing Draft Day from 2014.
Good movie. Movie I've seen.
Good movie. So some trivia for the movie Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner. The trick used by the Washington Redskins of taping a $100 bill to the back of the playbook seemed to be inspired from an anecdote from Jamarcus Russell. His coaches in Oakland did not believe he was watching game film, so they once purposefully sent him home with a bunch of blank DVDs to watch. He returned claiming that he had watched the video and enjoyed the game plan, obviously lying. This was a similar story also in the 1980s with one Randall Cunningham. The team that Sonny trades the top pick for, or trades to get the top pick from, was supposed to be the New York Jets, but they dropped out of the movie at the last minute. Rock, do you remember which team he had to trade for the number one pick for?
Seattle?
Yes. The film was initially rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America, but Lionsgate appealed the rating and got a PG-13 rating without any cuts to the movie. As a result, it is a very rare instance in which a PG-13 movie gets to use the term motherfucker. The movie originally centered around the Buffalo Bills instead of the Cleveland Browns, but the studio changed it to the Browns because production costs in Ohio were cheaper.
Should say something about Ohio, but continue on.
The trade Cleveland made to the movie is similar to a real-life trade made in the 2012 NFL draft, where the Washington Redskins traded their number 12 pick, their 2012 number 6 overall pick, their 2012 second round selection, their 2013 first-round selection, and their 2014 first-round selection, all for the 2012 number 2 overall pick of the St. Louis Rams, in order to select one Robert Griffin III. Boy, did that work out for them.
Worked out tremendous.
I mean, Robert Griffin is now, what, a commentator?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, Chadwick Boseman agreed to take the role of Vontae Mack after a Skype call he had with director Ivan Reitman. Boseman wasn't sure if he wanted to play another athlete or do another sports movie, right after he did 42 the year earlier, in which he played Jackie Robinson. Another interesting note, Chadwick Boseman was 37 years old at the time of filming, playing a college-aged character. I mean, it's not that far off, maybe. Terry Crews plays a running back who had previously played for the Cleveland Browns. However, Crews, who played for four NFL teams, never played for the Browns, and he was actually a defensive lineman rather than a running back.
It's interchangeable.
The person who played his son, Ray Jennings, the character of Ray Jennings, Arian Foster, is himself an all-pro running back in real life. He played college football at Tennessee and ironically was not drafted, unlike in the movie where he was taken, I believe, with pick number 7. And finally, this was Ivan Reitman's last film as a director before his eventual death in 2022. That is the Intern's Corner.
There you go. Before we get into our grand great debate, which Sub can opt out of because it's number one overall NFL draft pick, so it's a sports one. Sub, if he wants to continue on with us or not. We have one other...
It's a sports debate?
Yeah.
Yep.
Alrighty, guys.
Before you go, I have one more story.
Okay.
We talked about how the lady decided to throw a fit and get arrested and punch people and bite them for apple juice. So, well, here's another one. A man who was allegedly found by police naked after baptizing himself in the fountain of the Mesa Church has finally been arrested.
At a Mesa church?
Yes, Mesa, Arizona.
Why are you picking all the Arizona stories?
Just so happened to be luck of the draw this week.
This isn't Florida, man, okay?
Sources tell me Arizona is the new Florida.
Well, I mean, that is Phoenix up there, so.
That's what sources at least say. Anyway, according to court documents, officers on April 15th were called to the One Life Church located near Gilbert Road and University Drive. There's someone encountered a naked man in the baptism fountain. Then the man was told to leave the church, but instead he grabbed the blanket and continued walking on the property. Officers found the suspect, identified as a 20-year-old Jeremiah Skies, who said he was baptizing himself naked in the fountain. After he was taken to a holding facility to be booked in the jail, he allegedly threw a sock at the detention officer and punched him in the head. The arresting officer tried to intervene and was also punched by Skies, according to court documents. The detention officer was transported to the hospital for immediate medical attention due to a laceration cut above his eyebrow. The initial arresting officer suffered a small laceration to his bottom lip. Skies was booked into jail and is accused of multiple charges, including criminal trespass, aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and indecent exposure. Police says he has a history of assaultive behavior to a domestic partner and law enforcement. Arizona, the new Florida, let's go.
That is just amazing.
So with this is where we made some ado for the evening. Because he'll know probably two people on this list.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks. All
right, guys. Night's up.
Later, Rob. Bye. Later, Rock. Later, Jenna. No. Later, family.
That's up.
I see how it is. Brock, Rob, Jenna. I see. Okay. All right.
Debate.
It is time for The Great Debate.
So we're doing NFL drafted people, first round draft picks, basically. So the number one overall picks. Let's get into it.
All right. So we're going to start with round number one. First up, Keyshawn Johnson, taken by the Jets, takes on Courtney Brown, from the Browns.
Keyshawn Johnson.
ESPN radio analyst, Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn moves on next.
Kenneth Sims from the Patriots takes on Ed Jones from the Cowboys.
Did Ed Jones ever do anything, Brent?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I really don't know if Mr. Too Tall did anything.
So we're going to go with the Patriot then. Patriot.
Nope, I'm going Jones.
You need Rob, the savior on this one.
I think he's only a Hall of Famer, Rock.
I know who he is. I know. I'm just trying to give it.
I know. I'm just putting it out there.
So unless Rob doesn't chime in, Patriot's going to move on. Give him 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
He's taking care of a kid. Hang on.
And Too Tall Jones is going to move on next.
Trevor Lawrence from the Jaguars takes on Sam Bradford from the Rams.
Trevor.
Wow, you don't take the Eagle.
No.
Sam Bradford kept you guys afloat. I couldn't even say that with a straight face.
You really can't. You really can't. So who are you going with?
I mean, Sam Bradford did play for you guys.
He did play for us, yes. So who are you going with?
I wouldn't say play great, but he played for you guys.
He played for our team. Yes, yes, yes.
Honestly, I think there's a bigger body of work for Sam Bradford still.
All right, Sam Bradford, we'll move on next.
Kyler Murray, Tom Cousineau for the Bills.
Kyler.
I would say Kyler, but I just don't know if he watches any tape. I mean, they had to put it in his contract. I'll go Tom.
Kyler, move on next.
All right, next up, Tommy Nobis for the Falcons takes on Matthew Stafford for the Lions. Wait, this just coming in. The Eagles tried to draft Matthew Stafford this year because he was at one point part of the Georgia Bulldogs, but then they had to get told that no, he was already owned by another team.
Yeah. Stafford still.
Oh yeah, it's Stafford.
Moves on there.
Jared Goff, speaking of Jared Goff for the Rams takes on David Parks for the 49ers.
I really don't want to keep going quarterback, but that seems to be the... we'll go with Rob's late uncle, Dave Parks.
I'll go Jared.
I tried to get a Parks over. It couldn't work. Next.
Terry Bradshaw for the Steelers. I was going to make an awful, awful...
you can't make it. Don't make it.
I can't.
Don't.
Not on air. Terry Bradshaw takes on Michael Vick for the Atlanta Falcons.
In any other matchup, Vic wins. He loses here. What are you going with, Brent?
I'm going to go Terry Bradshaw.
Chat, just so you know, it was awful.
It was horrible.
It was a horrible...
not going on air.
Horrible joke that he just made. And you should probably share it with Rob in the DMs.
I will share it with him after the show.
No, just put it in the DMs. It's fine.
While I'm doing that, Steve Mann for the Colts takes on Ernie Davis from the Washington football team.
Etman?
Ernie.
I'll go Ernie.
Ernie, we'll move on next.
So we're going to go back and we're going to go into round number twos. Keyshawn Johnson for the Jets. Kenneth Sims for the Patriots.
Keyshawn. Clean sweeps. Move on there.
We have Sam Bradford for the Rams takes on Kyler Murray for the Cardinals.
Bradford, unfortunately.
Bradford. He did more so far. Kyler's still lacking.
Bradford, we'll move on there.
Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff. Well, that happened.
Stafford.
I'll go Matthew Stafford.
Who we got?
Stafford versus Jared Goff.
Stafford.
Moves on next.
Terry Bradshaw. Ernie Davis.
Bradshaw.
TB.
TB moves on next.
Keyshawn Johnson, Sam Bradford.
Johnson.
KJ.
Moves on next.
Stafford, Bradshaw.
Bradshaw.
Terry.
Moves on next.
Keyshawn Johnson, Terry Bradshaw.
Keyshawn.
Terry.
Terry moves on. There.
All right, going into round number ones again. Andrew Luck from the Colts. Jameis Winston for the Buccaneers.
Luck.
Andrew Luck, even though his career was cut short.
Winston.
Luck, we'll move on next.
Paul Horung for the Packers takes on Ricky Bell for the Buccaneers.
Bell.
I'll go with that.
Moves on there.
Leroy Selman for the Buccaneers. Wow, the Buccaneers had a lot of number one picks. Go figure. takes on Tim Couch from the Browns.
Oh, I don't want to pick Tim Couch, so I'm going to go Leroy Salmon, even though I'm not sure who that is.
Tim Couch.
Rob?
We'll go Leroy. It's hard to watch
what
Couch.
What was that again? Like, option two.
Well, Tim Couch is going to move on, sadly. Next.
Walt Podolsky for the Bills. Earl Campbell for the Oilers.
Campbell?
Yeah, I don't know if Earl Campbell really did anything.
No, I don't think so. But hey, we'll give him one here.
Yeah.
We'll throw him Earl. A pity vote.
Throw him a pity vote. Next.
Mario Williams for the Texans takes on Kajana Carter for the Bengals.
Carter?
We'll go Mario.
Rob?
Well, we'll go for one for the Italian.
Option two.
Option two moves on next.
Bruce Smith for the Bills. Jake Long for the Dolphins.
Bruce Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he kind of did some stuff.
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Been a minute, but yeah, he did. Next.
Next up, Drew Bledsoe for the Patriots. King Hill for the Cardinals.
Drew Bledsoe. He's going to lead the Packers, the Patriots to all their success.
He left at the right time.
He got knocked out of the game at the... I'm going to go with former Cowboy, Drew Bledsoe.
Next.
Speaking of, Troy Aikman for the Dallas Cowboys, Irving Fryer for the Patriots.
All right, this is going to shock you, but I'm going Irving Fryer.
You fucking troll. I'm going to go with one of the triplets, Troy Aikman.
Rob?
I'll go for the upset. I'll go for the Patriots.
We go to the wheel. Brent rages in 3-2.
Option two.
Irving Fryer.
All right.
Moves. He was an Eagle. Remember? Thing?
Yeah.
He played for the playing team. Thing in the play, you know? Thing, you... Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Next.
Woo. Okay. Andrew Luck takes on Ricky Bell.
Andrew Luck.
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 We'll move on. Next.
Tim Couch, Earl Campbell.
Earl.
My name is Earl.
Brent.
I'm going to go with Tim Couch.
Wheel.
Option two.
Earl Campbell moves on. Next. Good try, though, Brent. Good try.
Kajana Carter, Bruce Smith. Really? This is a question?
Yeah. Bruce Smith.
Bruce.
Moves on. Next.
Drew Bledsoe, Irving Fryer.
Bledsoe.
Bledsoe.
Irv.
Does not move on. Next.
Hey, look, the Cowboys still won. Andrew Luck. Wow. Earl Campbell.
Wow. Okay. Earl Campbell.
Andrew Luck.
Campbell.
Wheel.
Option two.
Oilers. Campbell. Move on. Next.
Bruce Smith. Drew Bledsoe.
Bruce.
Good Drew.
Brent.
Bruce.
Moves on. Next.
Earl Campbell. Bruce Smith.
Bruce.
Bruce.
Campbell.
Bruce moves on. Next.
All right. We're going to go back into round number ones. We're halfway through. First up, Jeff George for the Colts. Dan Wilkinson. From the Bengals.
God, Jeff George. Holy crap, that's a name.
It's certainly a name.
Jeff George.
Jeffrey George.
Rob?
You know, there's sometimes that you look at someone and you're like, wait, they're a quarterback?
I want to say we boot him out of the Georgia, or Landfold County Stadium at one point.
Probably did. Who are you going with?
Yeah, I'll go with Jeff George.
I just looked at a couple of the matchups coming up. Ooh. Okay, next.
Jadeveon Clowney, Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, Baker.
Clowney.
Right.
Baker.
Wheel.
Option one.
Clowney moves on next.
Alex Smith, Bubba Smith.
Oh, Alex?
Alex.
Bubba.
Alex moves on next.
Eli Manning, O.J. Simpson.
I mean, only one of them beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
The other beat the rap.
We'll go with Chargers. Great. No. OJ.
Go with the juice.
I can't say what I want to say.
Sure you can. It's free country.
Hang on. I'm gonna put this in.
While you're typing, make a pick. Or type and don't make a pick.
I'm gonna go with Mr. Simpson.
Task or shit.
That one you probably could have said and got away with.
No, I can't.
You could have.
No, it's still horrible.
It's not as horrible. Other one was worse. Other one was worse.
Tell that to other people.
Do you know, towards the end of his career, he didn't play with gloves.
Interesting.
They didn't fit, so you had to quit. Orlando Pace for the Rams. Eric Fisher for the Chiefs.
Pace.
Fisher.
Pace moves on next.
Billy Sims for the Lions. Peyton Manning for the Colts.
Peyton.
Sims.
Omaha.
Omaha moves on next.
Bo Jackson for the Buccaneers. Carson Palmer for the Bengals.
Bo.
Bo knows draft picks.
Bo knows.
And he moves on next.
George Rogers for the Saints. Chuck Benardick, the Eagles.
Chuck.
Rogers.
Didn't we have a name butcher over that guy at one point?
A couple of times already, yep. What are you going with, Rob?
We'll go with old Chuck.
Chuck moves on next.
All right. Second round, Jeff George, Jadeveon Clowney.
George.
He did at one point play with the Chicago Bears.
Brent.
The pride of South Carolina, Jadeveon Clowney.
Will.
What was that again?
Will.
Option two.
Clowney moves on next.
Alex Smith, O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
I'm going to go with the man who dices up defenses, O.J. Simpson.
The spokesman for Ford Broncos.
Next.
Orlando Pace, Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
I'll go with PM.
Peyton moves on next.
Bo Jackson, Chuck Benardick.
Benarick is the hell you say it. Anyway, Bo.
Benarick. My bad.
You can go Bo.
The answer is Bo.
Bo moved on next.
Jadeveon Clowney, O.J. Simpson.
O.J.
The people find that O.J. moves on.
O.J. moves on next.
Peyton Manning, Bo Jackson.
Ooh. Oh, that's actually tough. Bo.
Peyton, because Bo got hurt.
So did Peyton.
But Peyton was able to have a much longer career.
Peyton moves on next.
Bo also played baseball.
Until he tore his hip, and then he couldn't play anything. O.J. Simpson, Peyton Manning.
Peyton.
Nationwide is on your side.
I'll go with the guy who likes his own sportsmobilia.
I mean, you can say about both. Anyway, next.
All right. Our last groups of round number ones. Ron Yeri for the Vikings. David Carr for the Texans.
I don't want to pick David Carr, so we'll go Ron Yeri.
You know what? David Carr.
Gary.
Wheel.
Option one.
Not David Carr. Moves on. Next.
John Matuszak for the Oilers. Andre Bruce for the Falcon.
Matuszak.
Bruce.
Wheel.
Option two.
That'd be Bruce. Moves on. Next.
Let me see. Miles Garrett for the Browns. Steve Bartkowski for the Falcons.
Bartkowski.
Bartman.
Garrett.
Bart moves on next.
The person who first made not getting taken by the team, or not going to the team that you were drafted by. Cool. John Elway for the Colts. Tucker Fredrickson for the Giants.
Elway.
John.
Elway moves on next.
Vinny Testaverde for the Buccaneers. Joe Burrow for the Bengals.
Do we go Vinny? Yeah, let's go Vinny. Vinny, old good old Vinny Testaverde.
Joe Burrow.
Everyone's favorite, Vinny Testaverde.
I'll give old Vinny his two.
Vinny moves on next.
Trayvon Walker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Gary Glick for the Steelers.
We'll go double G. Gary Glick.
Trayvon Walker.
Rob.
We'll go to Glick, man.
The Glickster moves on next.
Cam Newton, Russell Maryland.
The fashion expert himself, Cam Newton.
Russell.
Rob.
We'll go Russ.
There's Russell Wheel.
Option two.
Cam loses. Next.
Jim Plunkett, Jamarcus Russell.
Ooh, great. He turned out fantastic. That Jamarcus Russell.
Love watching game film.
He looked great in that one game piece. Pluckett.
Yeah, Pluckett.
Jamarcus.
Wheel.
Option one.
Jamarcus Russell loses. Again. Next.
Ron Yeri, Andre Bruce.
Yeri.
Baby.
Yeri.
Wheel.
Yeah. Option two.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Bruce moves on there.
Let's see. Steve Bartkowski, John Elway.
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 Elway moves on next.
Vinny Testaverde, Gary Glick.
Good old Vinny.
Glick.
Rob.
I'll go Vincent.
Vinny Testaverde moves on next.
Russell Maryland, Jim Plunkett.
Maryland.
Russell.
Rob.
Plunkett to hell.
Wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
Option one.
Maryland moves on next.
Andre Bruce, John Elway.
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 Brent.
Elway.
Moves on next.
Vinny Testaverde, Russell Maryland.
My cousin Vinny.
Russell.
Rob.
Yeah, I'll go Vinny.
Vinny moves on next.
John Elway, Vinny Testaverde.
Colts, great. John Elway.
Elway.
I'll be that one guy. Finney can go the distance.
Finney can.
No. Yeah, no. It...
Next.
Has it moved yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Into our semifinals. First one. Terry Bradshaw, Bruce Smith.
Bradshaw.
Smith.
Bradshaw.
Bradshaw moves on next.
Peyton Manning, John Elway.
Both of the Colts fame.
I was going to say, who is the better Bronco?
Elway.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Right?
Manning.
Option two.
Elway moves on next.
Okay, our third place matchup. Peyton Manning, Bruce Smith.
Peyton.
Bruce.
Peyton.
Peyton is number three. Main event time.
All right, your main event for number one overall picks in the NFL draft. Your Pittsburgh Steelers selected Terry Bradshaw. And your Indianapolis Colts, wait, we're getting a trade. We're being forced of a trade. John Elway of the Denver Broncos.
Brent.
Bradshaw.
I'm going to go Elway. Rob.
Elway.
And it all comes down to the wheel.
Option two.
John Elway is your winner. Pretty good. Pretty good. But that, ladies and gents, is our show. Tomorrow night, it's WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Backlash. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack is back, May 4th, this Thursday, to preview Backlash. Catch you up on all the news, 10 p.m. Eastern. I guess we're back next Saturday night, right after Backlash.
Oh, God, we're going to do it after Backlash?
I don't think we're doing a post show, so we'll go after Backlash. We'll be here. Unless I decide to do something else, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're playing it by ear, folks, so just stay tuned to the socials.
Which is CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wall Talk Radio, at CBRadioGOE, at King Kids, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts, Rob.
Man, time keeps slipping by.
It does.
But, save everyone a piece of cake. Have a good week. Everyone stay safe.
Yeah, because officially, we've hit it. It's Rob's birthday.
Yeah. Hey!
We passed that time.
Welcome to that high water.
Ooh, I made it on top of the hill.
Now it's time to roll back down it.
For the somersault.
And you can use someone's chair if you need to.
I need a reflective mirror and a horn.
Brent, final thoughts.
Well, we would like to, you know, thank everyone. We did not have to do any kind of trade tonight. We didn't have anyone, you know, jump ahead. Everything worked out well, and we'll see you next year for next year's draft. Yay!
Oh, Rock.
Yeah.
Was I drafted to SmackDown?
Velocity.
It's hope for me yet.
There is hope for him.
As long as it wasn't Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah, no. You're
Rob, you have been drafted to ECW on Sci-Fi. Mm.
This has been...
Might settle for TNN.
Might settle for ECW on TNN. And this has been CBR Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We should see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long Narrows on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and...
CBRadioLive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.